I'm Professor Lucy Rogers, the inventor with a sense of fun. And I've made it my mission to travel the UK to discover how people and places are using everyday tech to give themselves the engineering edge.
It's early morning and I am in the middle of the Solent. I'm on a car ferry heading to the Isle of Wight. I'd hoped to go over on the hovercraft, but sadly it's passenger only, so I'm on the car ferry heading to one of my favourite places in the world.
Welcome to White Lake. The captain of St Clair would like to draw your attention to this important safety announcement.
I used to live on the Isle of Wight and it's got a charm of its own. It's relaxed, it's laid back, it's even got its own microclimate where exotic plants thrive. But it's not just the plants that are thriving, there's a hidden tech scene there flourishing. It's also got one of the oldest theme parks in the world, Black Gang Chine, which opened in 1840 and it's still going strong today, thanks in part to its dinosaurs. In the 1970s, the children's TV programme Blue Peter followed some fibreglass dinosaurs being made in Yorkshire, travelling down the length of the country and actually being installed at this theme park by helicopter. But by 2014, these dinos were looking rather old and dated, so they were upgraded with animatronic versions. So I brought the car across because the theme park is on the southern point of the island. But I'm excited, but there's also a bit of trepidation there because in 2014, this was the engineering edge. No one else had animatronic dinosaurs. But nowadays, I even see them in garden centres. So what's happened? Has the theme park still got an edge? So it's a lovely, lovely day, but then that's what I expect from the Isle of Wight. It is the sunniest place in Britain, and today is just proving that. It's a beautiful summer's day. Black Gang is not owned by a huge corporation. It's owned by just one family, and therefore, they haven't got huge, huge budgets. Every pound has to be spent wisely. They can't just throw money at big off-the-shelf items. They actually have to use their imaginations to get the best things for their money so that they can keep being a unique visitor attraction and entice people to come visit them. So my big question is, how can the UK's oldest theme park use everyday tech to get an engineering edge? So I'm parked up in the car park and I can see straight out across the sea. I can see to the Needles, I can see across to the mainland, right across the sea. It's a beautiful day. Loads of people coming out of their cars, all the children all excited. I'm so excited as well. They don't even know what's coming for them. They're lucky. It's still lovely and sunny, but we're on a cliff and it's a little bit windy. But I'm walking down and I can see the smuggler. Huge, it must be 30 foot tall. I mean, I don't come up to its boots. The smuggler's got a barrel on his shoulder, green stripy legs, looking really fun. Always been here. I think he's had a lick of paint since the last time I was here. That's new. Ooh, what's that? There's a huge crate. Oh, I've got to go and have a look at this. It says flammable danger. And there's growling coming from it. So I'm coming up closer. There's claws hanging over the top of this crate and some really big grumblings coming from inside. I want to see what's in here. Oh my goodness. A dragon has just popped its head over. That would be what the claws are connected to. This purple dragon has just poked its head over the top of the crate and roared at me. Okay, so now that I've seen it come up, I'm recognizing this. This used to be down in the fairy tale world or licorice world or something. It was Dorothy the dragon. So they've obviously reused this dragon, but I bet they've put a Raspberry Pi in here somewhere. I bet, and there's probably a sensor. So I'm curious as to what they've done, but I bet it's a Raspberry Pi. So it feels like I'm right down on the beach now, but I'm still in Blackgang and actually walking down into Underwater Kingdom. It's the newest attraction here, and I just want to see what tech I can spot. How have they done things? So I'm walking down, and I'm walking down into a cave, so I feel like I'm actually coming in and under. Oh, it's really dark in this cave. There's lights, blue lights shining up. So I'm now walking out of the cave, and it's all bright again, but I'm still underwater, and I've got a crab talking to me. There's a crab talking to me. He's waving all his arms and legs.
I'm so worried.
He's giving me a challenge.
We bought the fish that bite, and my wife will surely boil me if they're not home by tonight. There's baby, bald, clanky, whizzy, sneaky, and muscles to find.
This is animatronic crab, and I can see underneath where the pipe and the electrics are going up. But it's giving us a story, and it must be triggered on a sensor. There's a PIR somewhere around, and I think there's a Raspberry Pi inside.
Hey,
yeah, and it's just on a loop of a story telling us to go and find the crabs. So that's great. I'm now walking through a load of fiberglass corals, and I can see that there's lights in some of these. Some of these are just the lights that you put on decking, outside lights, but there's also eyeballs in the limpets. The eyes in the limpets are changing colour. They're cool. So I'm just listening to all the different sounds. The soundscape here is amazing. Let's just listen to that for a minute. So I'm coming up the hill, and above me, and it's towering above me, is this huge whale. It must be life-size, and its fins are flipping, and its back tail is going up and down. Who dreamed of such a thing? I would have never imagined of doing something like that. I mean, you're swimming with the whales. You're in the sea. It's definitely Underwater Kingdom. It's not an underwater kingdom that you're looking down on. It's an underwater kingdom that you are in. And to walk under a full-size whale, that takes some thinking about. So this whale is absolutely huge, and it's breathtaking. And it must be using technology in there to flap its fins. What sort of person comes up with that idea? I mean, you imagine saying to some company, oh no, I want an animatronic whale that you can walk underneath it, and we need this huge metal structure so it can be winched up into place. Yeah, that just takes some maverick. And I think that maverick must have been the owner, Alec DeBell. That's a big whale. It is huge. Hey, Alec, great to see you.
And you as well, Lucy.
Yay! Okay, let's do that more sensibly.
Okay, yes, that's a little bit, little bit childish. We like childish.
We like childish. Childish is good.
Childish is what we do.
Well, childish is what you do very well.
Well, childish is a manner of speaking, because people say, how old are you? And I sort of always reply, well, actually, in real terms, age isn't a number. It's a state of mind.
Where's your state of mind?
My state of mind is still stuck in being a sort of adolescent and exploring ideas and letting my imagination run riot and having great fun. Because after all, if we're not having fun, we've got it wrong.
So that's what you've done with the animatronic dinosaurs. I mean, you could have just plonked them down.
It is for others to plonk. We like to put them in, to landscape around them and to make them come alive as best we can.
Yeah.
And sometimes we've got to use some old tricks, sometimes we've got to use new tricks, and sometimes we've got to imagine tricks and then try to make them.
Such as?
Well, such as with the big T-Rex, and we have a big woofer speaker underneath the platform, so when he comes and growls at you, the whole ground shakes with you.
Right, yeah.
And that's... I remember we had the manufacturer actually came over from China, and he wasn't expecting this, and when it actually growled at him, he gave out a little squeak, which was quite enchanting.
What else are you up to?
Well, we're up to a lot of things, but we have to bear in mind that we're a small theme park compared with a big theme park. And by small, I mean we have a small number of visitors. We don't have millions of visitors. And yet we're always compared.
And you're not owned by a multi-corporation. You're family owned.
Our budgets are minuscule compared with the big guys. However, what we have to produce has to not just compare, but outshine them in a different way. To give a metaphor, that they are running in the 100 metres sprint. We can't run in that race because we're not big enough. Our budgets don't stretch that far. So we have to invent our own race. We have to invent the 66 and a third yard one-legged egg and spoon race because we can win that race because probably we're the only competitor. But it makes us different, and being different is what we have to do.
So I can see it in the metaphor. What are you actually doing in real life?
Well, beyond the dinosaurs, we are stood here by a very large whale that you can go and walk underneath
and
actually go swimming
huge.
With this whale, which is not the sort of normal thing you sort of come to do.
Yeah.
And that was quite a challenge. It was quite a challenge to get it built. It was quite a challenge to design all the bits and pieces. And there were some complications in getting a very large whale into a very small area. But we managed it. And that's what we have to do. We have to, by necessity, invent and say, this is what we want to do. How are we going to do that? Oh, blimey, we can't afford to do it that way. We need to find another way.
So what are you doing next?
I'm going to keep my powder dry a little bit there, but we are looking at how we can take the next generation of dinosaurs and bring those forward. But again, we have to be inventive. We have to think differently. We can't just go out there and say, oh, here's umpteen million pounds and do it, because we can't.
Yeah.
And therefore, we have to think, how do we make it look as though we have, but without doing it?
And things like the everyday technology, the Raspberry Pis. Is a Raspberry Pi in the Dragon, isn't it?
Yes, yeah.
I like to work out how you've done things.
Well, innovation doesn't just start with what we have to do with the dinosaurs from the customer point of view. Innovation actually also has to be from a practical, from a maintenance point of view.
All right.
One of our electronics chaps has come up with this sort of clever notion of putting a Raspberry Pi behind the dinosaur to actually tell us if the dinosaur is working or not.
Now, come on, I've seen a lot of things that just don't connect to Wi-Fi or don't work. So I'm going to have to come and see this box for myself.
Well, the proof of the pudding, as they say, is always in the eating. But be careful where you go to be eaten.
Alec has sent me down to see the T-Rex in restricted Area 5. So I'm going to come down. He said their new stuff is in a box. And I really can't see why a box is going to help their visitor attraction. This is just a box. What can they put in the box that's actually going to give them an engineering edge? It's a while since I've been here, quite a while since I've been here, and can't really remember all that's going on. Just looking at this. Well, it's a good job all my equipment's waterproof because I've just been squirted. That was grim. So one of the dinosaurs hiding in the bushes must be a sensor of PIR that I've just walked straight past, and it's squirted water at me.
It's great to see that these dinosaurs are all doing what they should be doing. They're all working really well. I just don't get why Alec is so excited about something in a box and how that's going to give him the engineering edge. I went to the factory in China where these dinosaurs are made. It was really, really interesting. I could see the skeletons being made of steel, being welded together, and I could understand that, and I could see the motors and the cams and how all the mechanics worked. And then they clad them in some kind of foam. And then suddenly it went from pieces of foam on a metal skeleton to a dinosaur. And no matter how much I watched that, there was just some magic in the craftsmanship of taking it, carving that foam into the shape of a dinosaur. It was just absolutely stunning. But I also remember in that factory that they were using some steel that maybe was recycled. They were using truck windscreen wiper motors. Things just felt a little bit haphazard, and that will do the job. And I did have to get called in for when the motor controllers died. So there are costs associated with buying things more cheaply, and that's generally in terms of maintenance, I suppose. I can hear the T-Rex grumbling, so I'm just coming down and coming out to a platform. I can see him, and there he goes, there he grumbles. So I'm actually eye level with this life-size T-Rex. And as he grumbles and as he growls, the whole platform just shakes. There's speakers under the platform and it just makes the whole thing vibrate, which even when you're expecting it, does make the shivers, put the hairs down the back of your neck all stand on end. That is really primeval. So I've just jumped over the fence and I'm in the restricted area of Area 5. And I'm just having to duck underneath the T-Rex's tail. Actually, it's going to miss my head by a mile. It just feels like it'll sideswipe me. So I'm actually walking up behind him. And I've got that sort of nervous feeling that I hope he doesn't turn around and see me. It's really weird. Right, now where's the box? It's over here somewhere. There it is. It's down there. Let's just open this box up. Looking in the control box, there's Raspberry Pi, there's fans, there's a whole load of Molex connectors. It's just everything, it's everyday components. ESP8266, it's a Wi-Fi microcontroller board. So obviously that's now connected. Wi-Fi is now down in this area, that's great. And these things clamped around the cables, they're non-invasive current sensors. They're less than 10 quid each. That's really interesting to see those. So that and the Wi-Fi, let's close that back up. Yeah, I think I know what's going on here. I've just brought myself to a quiet corner here at Black Gang. I'm on the cliff edge overlooking beautiful blue sea and the sandy beach, but I can still hear in the distance the dinosaurs having a bit of a growl. And I've just come to really contemplate what I've seen today. I mean, I knew Black Gang Chine had the engineering edge, but I've come to see it's all a balancing act to doing stuff within their means, but keeping the interest and keeping things going and improving things in between the years when they can make the huge new attractions. And this is something that Alec obviously spotted and is quite rightly proud of. That control box down by the T-Rex, yeah, it didn't have much new kit in it. But as I remember, the
truck windscreen wiper motors would sometimes seize or stop altogether. And using that ESP8266 and the sensors, the current sensors, they can monitor how much current those motors are taking. And so if they're not taking the right amount, if they're taking too much, maybe a motor seized, or they're not taking any, and so there's a ground fault maybe somewhere, then that can automatically alert the tech team. So you haven't got to rely on someone coming down to look and say, hey, your T-Rex isn't working. They can actually get an alert to say, the T-Rex is pulling more current than it should be. Go and have a look now. By monitoring things, they can solve problems before they become big problems and keep the magic alive all of the time. And that's something I really respect with their tech team. It's not something I'd really thought about. And they're using everyday tech to give themselves the engineering edge. I'm off for an ice cream. Coming?
You've been listening to The Engineering Edge with Professor Lucy Rogers, with thanks to Alec DeBell, Claire Ross, and the team at Black Gang Chime. The producer and series editor was Dan Page, and it was a Wide of the Chicken production for Design Spark. If you enjoyed the show, then please do three nice things for us. Subscribe, rate us on iTunes, and tell a friend about how much you enjoyed the podcast. For more episodes and bonus content, head to designspark.com/podcasts.
Ice creams.